New research shows that what are commonly called test tube babies have nearly twice the usual risk of having a major birth defect. NPR's Patricia Naimond has this report.
Advances in technology have given infertile couples many choices to help them get pregnant. The most high-tech, in vitro fertilization, where sperm and eggs are mixed in a petri dish and, after fertilization, implanted into the uterus. The use of this costly procedure has increased dramatically over the past 10 years. In this study, researchers from the University of Western Australia analyzed medical records of over 5,000 newborns. They found those conceived with the help of IVF had nearly a 1 in 10 chance of having birth defects, compared to a 1 in 20 chance for those conceived naturally. Epidemiologist Jenny Korinchuk says the defects were major.
Very complex heart abnormalities, or abnormalities of the formation of things like the diaphragm. And both of those types of things can lead to very severe illness in the child, and they could be potentially fatal.
Less catastrophic defects included urinary tract problems, cleft palate, and deformed hands. In a second study in this week's journal, researchers from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found babies conceived with IVF weighed less, also a health risk. None of the researchers know why these babies are at greater risk. It could be related to the problems of infertility itself, perhaps the genetic makeup of the couples. Or, Dr. Korinchuk says, it could be related to the medications and treatments used to overcome that infertility.
The medication that's often used to induce ovulation, and then there's the procedures themselves. Often embryos are frozen and then thawed.
And with the latest advance, sperm is inserted into the egg.
A single sperm is taken into a very fine needle-type arrangement and injected directly into a single egg. So it's a much more invasive procedure rather than just letting the sperm and egg get on with it. It's a more invasive forcing of the sperm into the egg.
Korinchuk says it could be that certain fertility procedures are more risky than others. She plans more research. In the meantime, she expects her findings will be controversial. Previous studies have not found any higher risk of birth defects in test tube babies. Dr. Alan Mitchell of Boston University's School of Public Health says risk must be considered in context, and he reminds it cannot be eliminated.
Having a baby has risks, and I think that what we realize is that from the standpoint of birth defects, for example, that roughly 3 to 4% of babies are born with defects and serious birth defects, even with a healthy diet, even with avoiding medications, even with leading a healthy lifestyle.
Mitchell says it may be that couples who are truly infertile are willing to accept greater risk. At the same time, the findings of these studies may make other couples think twice before jumping into high-tech solutions. They may decide to wait longer to see if conception occurs naturally. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.